Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Will defend the WWE Championship inside Hell in the Cell against Ryback. Ryback has shot the WWE Champion.
Do you hear that noise? Do you hear that?
No.
Oh my God, we're back. They've let us come back for a second one. I cannot believe it. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Cultaholic Wrestling's The Motion, the show where we highlight some of the more interesting, controversial, debatable even decisions in wrestling history and discuss whether the right decision was made. So, if you haven't seen it or if you haven't heard it even, the very first episode last month included myself, Mitch Wadden. Hello, lovely to see you all again. Jack and Andrew, where we debated the pros and cons of WWE's decision to turn John Cena heel. Now, if you haven't checked out episode one, we recommend you do so, but don't do it until after today's episode, episode two, because we have two more fantastic guests lined up and another fantastic topic as well. So without further ado, let's jump straight in. And speaking of my guests today, two more of Cultaholic's finest roped in to get into the dirty details of our chosen topic. First up, a pleasure to introduce, I'd say a man who needs no introduction, but you can't see him. So instead, I will introduce him. It's Matthew. Matthew, hello.
Thank you, Mitch. A pleasure working with you for the first time. And nice seeing you for the first time.
This is the first time we've ever interacted in any way, isn't it?
Yeah. You're more than just a name now. You're more than just a notch on the bedpost of Cultaholic. Good to see you, Matthew.
On your personal bed, on the Cultaholic bedpost?
I'll leave it ambiguous.
We'll leave that one alone. Matthew, you in the time that we've worked together, but, you know, not spoken, you've struck me as an opinionated man. Is that fair to say?
Yes. A mouth on legs, I've been described as by many people. So, yes, I like having my opinion. I like having it loud. And I like never stop telling people about it, which has led me to this lovely podcast.
I feel like you're going to become a staple on this show then, if they let us keep doing it. And now it's time to introduce our second guest, and it's a man that a few of our audio listeners and video watchers may not be particularly familiar with, but he's a hard worker behind the scenes. It's Aidan Gibbons. Aidan, how are you?
I'm good, Mitch. Hello. Thank you for that lovely introduction.
I'm trying to big you up, mate, because you are a hard worker on Cultaholic.com. But I suppose the big question is right now, why aren't you over there writing more stuff right now?
Well, you actually let me out for the day, so I just thought I'd randomly wander into here, basically. I was trying to skive off, but I took a wrong turn.
Well, you are more than welcome, mate. You're more than welcome. Aidan, what's your most controversial wrestling opinion?
See, I've been trying to think about this one. And of a certain age, some people would say, like, I choose Shawn Michaels over Bret Hart. And that would annoy some people. But
I can see Matthew's already getting upset, and we're not 5 minutes into the show. So, Matthew, I'm not going to give you any right of reply on that one because I'm worried you might hit Aidan, and we've not even started yet. So look, we've touched on the very first episode of The Motion. We debated the John Cena fabled heel turn, which didn't happen. I hoped Jack and Andrew would turn into wild feral beasts and viciously fought their corners. They didn't do that. It was much more civilized, very respectful, very polite. I was really upset. I was really angry with them. I'm hoping, Aidan, Matthew, I'm going to get much more viscera from you two.
Don't worry, we'll be black and bloody by the time we're done.
I was going to say, they're soft, those lads, aren't they? Oh, I wanted John C. to be heel. Oh, I didn't. Oh, okay, let's have some crumpets. Nah, none of that here. None of the manly men like Ryback. He is the topic of the discussion. Ryback, the man of the hour. Man on everyone's lips.
He's not Leo.
Ryback is the topic of today's discussion, debating whether Ryback should have won the WWE Championship from CM Punk at Hell in a Cell 2012. Matthew, today you will be arguing that Ryback should have been WWE Champion. Isn't that correct?
Correct, because he would have beaten CM Punk in Hell in a Cell at Hell in a Cell pay-per-view 2012.
Aidan, what's your opinion on the matter?
To quote Vince McMahon, no chance in hell should Ryback have been WWE champion at Hell in a Cell.
Hang on, you only said the first bit. You've had it on that second bit, Your Honour. Your Honour.
Keep it calm. There's plenty of time for you two to rip each other's throats out. So, gentlemen, take a moment to compose yourself. I'm going to be asking you for your opening arguments in just a moment. But first, allow me to provide some context to the story that is Ryback.
All right, Ryan Reeves, here's your chance.
You know, I call myself Silverback, but right now I'm Ryan Reeves. I've loved wrestling my entire life, and I've never wanted to be anything else but a wrestler. This last month has been the greatest time of my life, and whether I win this competition or lose, I'm going to do whatever it takes to get back in that squared circle, because I know without a shadow of a doubt that I belong here in this business. And one day, I hope to have you fans chanting my name, Silverback, in that ring. Thank you.
Impassioned plea by Ryan Reeves for all the WWE fans.
So, Ryan Reeves was a part of the WWE Tough Enough competition back in 2004, signed by the company on a developmental deal not long after.
My name is Skip Sheffield. To describe Skip Sheffield to you, I'm one crazy corn-fed meathead. That's who I am. I go out to that ring full throttle each and every night, you know, pedal to the metal. That's what I do. Am I the smartest guy in the world? Heck no. Do I have any specialized training? Heck no. You know, do I know Kung Fu, Taekwondo, MMA? Heck no. You know, I'm an entertainer. That's what I do. I put smiles on people's faces, and I know I'm darn good at it. I'm a runner and gunner, a shaker and baker, mover and groover, muscle with hustle. You best believe that. You know, when I go to that ring, my opponents are going to know. Skip Sheffield's serving up knuckle sandwiches and slices of humble pie all night long, if you know what I mean. To be presented with an opportunity like this, I guess you could say an opportunity of a lifetime. You know, I have wanted to be a WWE superstar since, I would say, about the age of 12 years old. And I'm living out my dream right now. Am I going to make the most of it? You best believe I'm going to make the most of it. Now it's time to put the pedal even further through the metal. Got to go full blast right here. Skip Sheffield is going to win WWE NXT. Hands down, no questions asked. Yip, yip, yip. What it do? That's my catchphrase, people at home. Yep, yep, yep. What it do? Catches on like wildfire. Makes you feel good, good for the spirit.
Skip Sheffield, he made his main roster debut as part of the Nexus in 2010. But in August of that year, Sheffield suffered a broken ankle and ended up undergoing 3 surgeries, keeping him away from wrestling for over a year. Fast forward to April 2012, and the man would return to WWE TV as Ryback. He would defeat Enhancement Talent and slowly knock his way through the roster, beating the likes of Heath Slater, future WWE champion Jinder Mahal, and former world champion Jack Swagger. And, you know, WWE seemed to be getting this right with Ryback. There was a slow build with him continuing up until September. Looked like he was heading into some sort of feud with The Miz. But his attention was diverted to CM Punk.
CM Punk is going to make Mr. McMahon go to sleep. It is GTS time. Oh my! Big Hungry! Ryback! CM Punk waiting for the big man, and this crowd erupted, and Ryback is chasing Punk! Punk is running, retreating! CM Punk doesn't want any part of Ryback! Punk does not want Ryback! He's gonna have no choice! Is come unglued in Sacramento. Is Ryback going to stack him? He's going to stack Punk. Ryback's going for shell shock. Ryback marches. punching around the ring with the champion. Ryback. It's CM Punk. Escapes.
Vince McMahon would declare that Punk would have to choose to defend the title at Hell in a Cell either against Ryback or John Cena. Now, behind the scenes, Cena was on the shelf having undergone arm surgery. It was not clear as to whether he would be ready to compete at the October pay-per-view against Punk. And with Cena not cleared, Ryback was chosen as Punk's challenger and faced Punk at Hell in a Cell on October the 28th, 2012.
What's going to be the last to see him, Punk, inside Hell in a Cell? Punk tried to run tonight, but there's no running Sunday. He'll be locked inside Hell in a Cell with the monster Ryback. Has had an incredible title reign, but it may end at 343 days.
I think Heyman agrees with you.
Here comes the meat hook. What Ryback calls his clothesline. And there it is! Meat hook clothesline! Finish!
And that'll set up Ryback for shell shock.
It seems as if winning the WWE title is academic.
Ryback.
Punk is defenseless.
With Puck up. Shell shock time. Ryback marches around the ring.
About to have a new champion, Michael.
It was here that Ryback's 38-match unbeaten streak came to an end. In a quick match that went just over 11 minutes, referee Brad Maddox hit Ryback with a low blow, counted a quick three to give the win to Ryback. Ryback would get a measure of revenge after the match, but his streak and the aura was gone. Matthew, please, sir, can we have your opening argument?
Of course. And I love that you're doing a little summary of his career there. It should be said that Ryback in it, Skip Sheffield getting injured just before the all of Nexus were led outside and given the blindfold and the cigarette and machine gunned by John Cena and the crew. Tell me about one of the luckiest injuries in wrestling history, which might make for a good video one day from Cultaholic. I don't know. So when he reemerged from the wreckage unscathed with a new gimmick, it felt like a new character. And it's very rare to get momentum in the 2010s, I want to say, for a character that started from the bottom and now we're here. And with Ryback, it was simple. He's a big guy, and you list them all off. This was like the blob that ate everyone. Did he eat Jinder Mahal? He beat everyone. He beat Drew McIntyre and Dolph Ziggler? He beat everyone. Did he give sophisticated promos? No, he was too busy beating people. All this momentum, all this power, all this beautiful jobber squashes, which were brought back during this period, thanks to Ryback. Good old jobber squashes, like my mum used to make, were brought up, and Ryback was just beating people. That was it. So Ryback was not on the previous pay-per-view to this, Night of Champions, when Cena versus Punk went to double pin, and then Punk didn't restart, or that made him a heel. It was a bit bad, to be honest with you. He also wasn't at SummerSlam, where Punk had defeated Big Show and John Cena. He was last seen on pay-per-view defeating Curt Hawkins and Tyler Rex at Money in the Bank, somehow overcoming the odds of Curt Hawkins and Tyler Rex in a handicap match. It was a meal deal that night. So Ryback had all this momentum, beating people. He had all the fun of being different by beating people, not going to these 10-minute drawn-out matches where everyone's like, oh, God, I wish I was wrestling for New Japan. Just Ryback beating people. So when it came to Cena versus Punk part 4, 5 at that point, I want to say, it was like, okay, well, this is dragged on a bit, to be honest with you. I need to do something different. So what better, fresher breath of air than Ryback making the save to Vinnie Mac himself from CM Punk. Just the feed me more kicking in. The crowd explodes.
the hard camera visibly shaking from the force of the reaction that Ryback was getting.
As Ryback made his way around, it's like, wait, we're literally seeing this dude start from the bottom and go to the top. He's missed out the usual way of going IC champ and tag champ or whatever that has happened with others, like Edge or Kofi Kingston or whatever, but what the hell? Some are different. Let's see what happens. Can CM Punk get out of this one? Hell in a Cell, along with the big guy? Oh, he's dead. This was the time to strike. This was the time. Ryback was never hotter. Ryback was never more over. Ryback was never more ready to win the title and end CM Punk's streak.
Thank you, sir, for your opening argument. Aiden, I've watched your reactions while Matthew was speaking, and I've never looked seen someone look so cross. Would you like to bring us your opening argument against today's motion, please?
So mine won't be as long as Matthew's. I don't believe in waffling on about the positives of Ryback's career. But, of course, what we all know about Ryback is that he was getting big reactions. He was popular with a lot of the audience. But as I hope to argue today, he is not as big a draw as we all believe he is. He's nowhere near talented enough to be WWE champion, and from a storyline perspective, it makes no sense for Ryback to be WWE champion. You've had a company who, over the past 18 months, has been building towards The Rock, John Cena 2. Through that, you've got to get Shawn, CM Punk, obviously two of the Rock at Royal Rumble 2013. We've had CM Punk actually turn heel during this period, going ahead for this match. Makes no sense from a storyline perspective to then switch the title to Ryback. What sounds like a better match, CM Punk versus The Rock or Ryback versus The Rock? I don't know which one I would rather see.
Oh, you agree with me then, Ryback. Yeah, don't take long.
The Rock Ryback versus The Rock. Book it.
No chance.
Rock versus Ryback would have been amazing, though. I think we're going to agree on that. Oh, my God.
MetLife Stadium, WrestleMania 29.
To me, it just screams Goldberg, Lesnar. Let's do a four-minute carnage match.
But oh, yeah.
You're just selling it to us more.
I know, but I meant Goldberg, Lesnar, WrestleMania 20.
Oh. That match was not 4 minutes. It felt at least 40.
Yeah.
That was painful. Even as a young man, that was painful to watch when everything wrestling was so good. Anyway, we've gone so off topic already. But brilliant.
Oh, no, we hate Uncle Holic.
I would like nothing more than to go to Hell in a Cell to compete against you for the WWE Championship. And then I look at Ryback, and I wonder, does he even care about the WWE Championship? Because it seems to me like all he cares about is kicking somebody's ass. And the way you run your mouth right now, CM Punk, you need to get your ass whipped. Vince McMahon has a lot of tough decisions. This is going to be the easiest one you ever made. And you, CM Punk, over the next 2 weeks, you are going to get no sleep. Because whether it's where you're prancing around in a WWE demanding respect, or whether it's the moments you spend at home looking at yourself in the mirror, facing the music, your brain will be filled by three simple words. Feed me more. Feed me more. Feed me more! 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 Feed me more!
Feed me more! Feed me more! Feed me more! Oh my God. Oh my God, it's official!
It's official. CM Punk will defend the WWE Championship inside Hell in the Cell against Ryback.
Can you believe this?
Going into Hell in a Cell 2012, all signs pointed towards John Cena versus CM Punk in a Hell in a Cell match for the WWE title. An injury to Cena changed Lowe's plans, though. Aiden, as the man arguing that Ryback should never have been should never have won the WWE title in the first place, does your argument encompass the fact that Ryback shouldn't have been in the match in the first place?
Yeah, so first of all, just a thing to note is that with this booking, WWE has essentially booked themselves into a corner. They've got to either sacrifice CM Punk, who is the WWE champion, or they've got to sacrifice Ryback, who at this point is on an undefeated streak. Something has to give here. But with the idea that going into the match that it's going to be CM Punk versus John Cena, 8, 9, 10, whatever it is, but that is a story that is continuing. But the whole idea is that with Ryback going into this match and the whole plan being that it's meant to be CM Punk versus John Cena, it doesn't make sense to do the switch yet. As I mentioned, the opening statement, it doesn't make sense to make that switch. John Cena, The Rock is the ultimate money match that you're going to. And this next step, which is meant to be the progression of that story, you shouldn't switch out that story just to basically fill in a short Ryback title win, basically.
Matthew, you seem to be kind of done with Cena and Punk by this point, having been involved with each other at Raw 1000, SummerSlam, Night of Champions. Heading into the October pay-per-view, as you were saying, you seemed quite happy to see them not face each other again.
Yeah, especially when they weren't doing good booking. WWE was very fond of doing these weird bookings for main event finishes, which was, well, we want to do this next month, so, I don't know, maybe the monitor will explode in John Moxley's hands. Maybe, it turned out the timekeeper was the son of one of the referees or whatever the bollocks happened that one time with Brock Lesnar and Undertaker. I can't remember, really. These type of weird non-finishes. And the one we'd just seen was John Cena German suplexed CM Punk. Both shoulders were down, referee counted three. And CM Punk was supposed to be the heel because he refused to restart it. And I was supposed to boo CM Punk rather than John Cena. John Cena did the move. It's his fault. He's a numpty and a doylem. And I'm supposed to care more about this feud. It's gone. They're just dragging it out because they've got nothing else. When people say they're building towards Rock versus Cena 2, it's fair enough. But I don't see why that necessarily needed the title. Why can these be two separate things? So I can certainly see where the point is coming from. But surely at this point, The Rock and Cena don't need that bloody title. The Rock was... What was Rock doing in 2012? The Rundown. Something good.
Oh, God.
That made a bazillion dollars at the box office. He doesn't need a bloody plastic belt around him. So John Cena's injury changed the plans. Yeah, it would have been fine doing the Hell in a Cell match and blowing it off. But no, in this period, no. There would have been something like the ghost of John Cena's granddad came down to the ceiling and scared him and went, the safe is buried in the outhouse. And gone, Jesus Christ. And then 1, 2, 3, roll up. Something bloody stupid would have happened. It wouldn't have been a proper finish. So I'm all right not seeing it.
That still sounds better than Brad Maddox low-blowing Ryback.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that.
We'll get to that. Let's talk a bit about Ryback's build and where Ryback was at going into this a couple of weeks beforehand, because as we said, they were holding off on Cena, trying to, giving him every chance to prove that he was going to be fit and able to compete at least in some form of match. Clearly that didn't happen. And then there was a segment on, I think, the Raw 2 weeks prior. Cena basically gave Ryback the rub, saying, you know, Ryback's going to be the guy to take the title off you, Punk. Watch out. He's going to kick you all over Hell in a Cell. How significant was that moment, Matthew? And then how much of a letdown was it when we didn't get the title change because of it?
Well, John Cena going, go on, pal, win one for the Gipper, makes it so people aren't going, no, we don't want Ryback, we want Cena. Cena's come out and gone, nah, mate, I'm pagged, you idiot. Great, because then imagine if he had won it, the Raw afterwards, he comes out and Cena's like, oh, you actually did it. Bloody hell. Oh, all right. And then Ryback can be like, thank you for the opportunity. John Cena, want to wrestle me now for the WWE title? You know, I mean, all right, fine. Punk would have gone to Cena. No, you never beat me. You set Ryback on me. This is BS. And then have the rematches there. So that would have worked. But yeah, I could see Cena taking any issues the crowd would have had against him and going, ah, I can't wait to see this match. He's going, okay, cool. That's it. All roads lead to Ryback City.
Ryback City sounds like a terrible place to visit.
It's just Burger King's.
First thing I want to say is thank you. Thank you for helping me out last week. Had it not been for you, I think Punk no doubt would have put me to sleep, so to speak. But I wonder if you realize what people are saying about you. They're saying that you're heartless, merciless, saying you're cold-blooded. You'd run through that proverbial brick wall to get what you wanted. That's what they're saying. They're saying that you're unstoppable. You're the new king on the mountain. What do you say? Feed me, punk. I'll take that under consideration.
Aiden, you're very adamant that Ryback should not be winning the WWE title at Hell in a Cell, shouldn't be in a match in the first place. Can you at least admit that Ryback was getting a slow, seemingly quite well thought out build on the main roster, and he was getting over?
So I can't admit that he was getting... I don't want to say it was well thought out. This is WWE booking we're talking about here. So this is sort of fall into things. But he is sort of getting a long, nice, slow burn. I believe a few of the mid, like the Miz before this, over the Intercontinental title. Never actually leads to a title match, but he's still getting that. He's looking dominant, and he is getting good reactions. Of course, people are chatting, Goldberg, feed me more. He's really good there. But one of the things I would argue is Ryback is not as big a draw as we might all think he is. I'm going to do a Dave Meltzer, and I'm going to check my notes.
Well, take 5 minutes to answer a two-minute question.
Yes. I'll do that as well. My watch will beep off in a few minutes as well. So one of the things I did is, researching this, is I went over the prior 2 months' quarter hours of Monday Night Raw ratings. Ryback is involved in 11 segments during this. Only 5 of them gain viewers. 6 of them lose viewers. And one of the quarter hours Ryback is involved in is actually the worst rated Raw segment in 15 years. It was saying this guy should be WWE title. This guy should be WWE champion.
Wait, what was the segment?
The segment was, it was a promotional piece on Ryback doing a big promo on the go home show Raw before Hell in a Cell. Building up this guy as Ryback, does all these big muscly things, and people turn off.
At the very end of Raw?
About the second to last segment.
Oh. What was after that? Do you know the main event?
Yeah, so the main event is Sheamus versus CM Punk in a champions versus champion lumberjack match, and that gains 1 million viewers.
So it gained 1 million viewers.
Gained 1 million viewers.
1 million people switched on.
Oh my God.
1 million people actually turned on to watch just Sheamus versus CM Punk. It was.
But this is 2012. I mean, there was stuff like, you know, Deal or No Deal was on the other channel.
I
mean, stiff competition.
I didn't know Sheamus was such a draw.
I know, massive draw. Sheamus, that big ginger beard. It gained 1.058 million viewers. So,
a champion versus champion main event compared to a Ryback. Hang on. It's apples and oranges, isn't it? Oh, it's only the world champion versus the WWE champion headlining a little insignificant match like that. Coming up next, the Brooklyn Brawl. God, who cares? But all right, fine. All right, he's not a ratings draw. Okay.
Matthew, you look a little bit distraught that Aiden's gone into the ratings.
Oh, I feel like Eric Bischoff now. Let's stay 3 weeks. Ratings, schmatings. Let me tell you about Dave Meltzer. Well, that's the point, though. You are right. I'm not going to paint the picture that Ryback was super, super mega over. He was bubbling over. He was simmering like a big gammon ham in a pan. He's simmering for an opportunity like this. Uh-oh, John Cena's bloody injured himself. Let's fill somebody. Here's somebody who hasn't had loads of losses and 50-50 booking. It's Ryback. It's something fresh. So no, he wasn't devastatingly over, and he sure as hell wasn't over at the point of being gaining the same amount of viewers as a champion versus champion main event. But that's the point. They were building towards that. If it wasn't an instant start, then they're knackered, because that's not what they're going to get. No. But him winning the title would have probably helped him progressively get over and over as the weeks would go by. Unless you lost the scene immediately, but like I said beforehand, but I don't mind contradicting myself because I'm talking about anything I'm thinking of.
But to me, the WWE champion is the WWE champion. The WWE champion should be able to draw ratings most of, if not all of the time. in terms of Ryback sort of bumbling away, would you not just push it down a little bit further down the line? Where would you give him the WWE Championship? He doesn't have to win it at Hell in a Cell 2012. This, of course, goes
back. But then I suppose the argument there, Aiden, would be if he's in this match, you know, we can't change that. He's in the match. The argument is whether or not the booking should have been different. With Ryback being in the match and then not winning, I think as Matthew said, you know, I shouldn't say rightly.
No, you go ahead, pal.
I'm only in a fire situation. Well, it's two against one. What am I supposed to do?
He's my Brad Maddox.
Once Ryback had been in that situation and lost, he was never as over and never as hot as he was in that moment.
Yeah. Plus, it's good to talk about, it was a massive ratings draw before he won. Oh, no. The champion right now is CM Punk. He definitely didn't go on the role of champion with that awful run he had in 08, followed by the run in 09, which did not draw ratings initially, then did, as he progressively did more and more stuff for Jeff Hardy. Just saying.
In terms of comparison, because we're talking about a 38-match unbeaten run heading into Hell in a Cell, and I sort of went back through some of the names that came to mind thinking about other unbeaten runs prior to 2012, because we all know of the likes of your Rusevs and your Bray Wyatts coming into the WWE main roster after that time, coming up from NXT when some fans had an idea of them. The only name that I can really think of going into a WWE title match unbeaten as at that sort of level is going back 10 years prior and going to Brock Lesnar. Mm. Did WWE miss a trick here in creating a superstar by having Ryback not win this match?
Ryback is not Brock Lesnar.
He's better.
He's much better. I mean,
it's a shame we didn't get that match.
Oh, I was about to say, that would have been incredible.
Winner has to pay the bill at the buffet.
Okay, that's maybe one to that, a bit like Ryback at Hell in a Cell, that simmer. Going into, you know, you can't deny the fact that this is a bit of a panic move from WWE, because it never seemed like going into Hell in a Cell, going into the end of the year, had Cena been fit and active and able to compete, that this would have been a situation Ryback would have found himself in. WWE clearly had a long-term booking plan with Punk and Cena and The Rock. Matthew, in your opinion, when WWE happened upon Ryback in this whole situation, should that have long-term booking decision changed?
Yeah, I'd say, well, it depends what they wanted. I think Aiden's done a good job here of explaining it, saying, no, they had their eyes set on the prize, which was Cena versus Rock. And, you know, especially I'm like, well, why would they need the title? They look at me like, so they can put the title on The Rock and go, look, the star of Jungle Cruise and Doom and blah, 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 is the champ. And it's like, that to them is worth more than 100 Rybacks. And that, there's nothing I can do to argue that point. But if they wanted Ryback as a star, this would have been perfect. They sure as hell didn't mind treating CM Punk like dirt. This year and every year they had him, even when he was champ. So it wasn't like CM Punk's title reign was turning heads right now. This was running on steam at this point, rather than natural gas. So I'll still say yes. They could have done something like that. They could have thought after WrestleMania, but they're really so WrestleMania central now. They're like, what do you mean after WrestleMania? Shut up, man. We're all buying houses after WrestleMania. Who cares about that? So,
hey, the WWE seem to stumble from accidental star to accidental star these days. You know, aside from your megastars, your John Cena's, your Rocks almost. Where do you stand on this being do you see this as a missed opportunity, or do you hold fast with your belief that, you know, not only should Ryback never have been WWE champion, but he wasn't a main event player anyway?
So, for me, at this point, Ryback shouldn't have been... So, Ryback could have had a limited run in the main event scene, but I don't think he should have been WWE champion. Mm. Particularly at this point when we're going into it. CM Punk, Matthew mentioned he was running on Steam. I don't think he is. I remember watching it at the time. basically just after I'd gotten back into wrestling, I purely got back into watch CM Punk. I thought his stuff with Heyman as a heel was really, really, really great. In terms of, what is it like? It's 343 days. It's 469 days. It's 434 days. I thought all that stuff was brilliant. And in terms of, I don't think we should really sacrifice that to actually get to Ryback yet.
Matthew, as the man that says Ryback should have won the title that night, let's get into a bit of fancy booking here. How would you have done it?
I'd have just had Ryback beat up CM Punk. CM Punk tried to escape. He cannot. Heyman throws in bolt cutters and like Ryback just either snaps them in half or eats them. I'll leave it up to Ryback. He can join this fantasy booking. I'm sure he's been asked about a million times on podcasts and whatever. And just CM Punk running out of ideas. He can't GDS him because he's just too big. He's too full of whoppers. And just running out of options. That'd be a perfect storyline end. Oh, okay. I can't run. I can't cheat. I can't out-wrestle this dude. Cool. That's it then.
Ryback. Punk is defenseless.
With Punk up. Shell shock time. Ryback marches around the ring.
About to have a new champion, Michael.
Shell shock for Ryback. WWE.
I'm not going to sit here and pretend Ryback was an amazing wrestler, but guess what? Neither was Sid Vicious. Neither was Brock his first year and a bit, if we're being honest. Main event with Rock. So I'm not that bothered about match quality. Match quality is for the dirt sheets with their lying ratings and their inconsiderations for the other thing that was on the other channel, which may be in a rerun of something that would have made me switch over, like Groundhog Day.
Do you want to fight?
I'm sure you want to be on in 2012.
I don't know what was on in 2012.
Yeah, while the answers, I'm going to have a look at TV shows from 2012.
You Google that. in terms of losing, all I actually thought was the best way to do it was sort of steal a bit of what WWE do with Survivor Series. Debut The Shield a month early. In terms of Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose come in. All they do is they kick down the cage. They come in, decimate Ryback. It's 4-on-1. Ryback is not going to lose a lot by getting beat down by four men here. What they do, they take him. They absolutely annihilate him. Kendo sticks, tables, ladders. Why not? We'll have ladders in there. Annihilate him, take him outside, put him through the announce table, throw him back in the ring. CM Punk pins him, 1-2-3. Ryback has just been decimated, crowd boos. Punk is this disgusting, despicable heel who can continue to gloat about how long he's held on to the WWE title. And in terms of then, what you can actually have is, what they basically did is when they went to TLC, when they had, I think it was Ryback and Team Hell No against the three members of the Shield, you could almost transition to Ryback doing that for a little while. That's not what I'm going to argue later in my fantasy booking, but you could actually go and have them do that and basically take away from the WWE title picture and have CM Punk then, by this point, seen as recovered. You could have that match at Survivor Series and then basically go back along as what they were trying to plan all along.
You know what? I hadn't, for whatever reason, it hadn't even crossed my mind to bring The Shield in a month early. You know, in all the prep for this, and that's almost logical, Aiden. No wonder WWE didn't do it.
Yeah, I know. I've got no idea what they were doing at FCW or NXT at the time, but it couldn't have been that important, surely.
This is a weird time for WWE and sort of coming out of Hell in a Cell and going into Survivor Series and TLC, because then Punk gets injured going into TLC and he can't do that pay-per-view. And then you've got in the build-up Survivor Series, they're like, oh, we're going to have Team CM Punk versus Team Foley. No, we're not. We're going to put CM Punk against Ryback against John Cena. It was almost like they couldn't. They knew what the long-term goal was. They wanted to get to The Rock Cena at WrestleMania 29. Did they know what they wanted to do with Punk at that point? Maybe, maybe not. But everything in the middle was just, oh, we've got a show to put on. It was weird. It was a really strange time. And I feel a bit like, yeah, certainly the argument made that Ryback was a victim of that very long-term booking from WWE, but no focus on what they were doing week to week. Matthew, Ryback never recovered from losing at Hell in a Cell. What was your opinions of him as a character coming out of that and going into the rest of 2012 and into WrestleMania 29?
Yeah, he was knackered. Brad Maddox did that thing that Brad Mannix did best. No, mm-hmm. not film certain people backstage. I mean, in appearing in the referee capacity, which was never really expanded upon or didn't do anything. I don't think anyone's seen Brad Mannix in years. He might be dead and no one knows it. That's how low this man was. Now, what a complete waste of a run this was on an otherwise attractive man. So after this run, Ryback is put in and John Cena's like, "Hi, I'm good to go." And Ryback's like, "Me want title shot again." And Punk's like, "Bloody hell, all right." So the other match at Survivor Series, it was all right. It was nice that the Shield came in and beat up Cena and Punk got the win over him. Ryback did not taste defeat that night. Mm. It was not pinned. So, all right, we still got something. So Ryback didn't officially lose in the triple threat. That's good. And didn't immediately forget about him and go, all right, well, you're never going to talk shot ever again. You bum, go away. So they kept going with him. But like I said, they're laying foundations. They're trying to... Punk and Cena were both over enough at this period to warrant giving someone a push. Punk would have lost nothing. Oh, he would have lost the title, but whatever. He would have lost nothing in his standing with the audience or his place in WWE if he'd lost to Ryback. The other things that Ryback couldn't beat were Modern Family, The Walking Dead, and Season 2 of Game of Thrones, I ask you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
I mean, season 2 of Game of Thrones, it was still really good back then.
Season 2 of Game of Thrones was really good back then.
The last three seasons, Ryback could have beat. But the first five or so, nah, Ryback was losing.
Do you not like Season 6? I enjoyed Season 6.
That's when it was all right. And it just
it was going the wrong way, though. You could see there was a downward trend.
Yeah, sometimes it takes a while for a big ship to turn itself. And that's at that point where the ship's turned. And then you're like, where are you going? And the last three seasons like, oh, that way.
It's like when an asteroid's coming to Earth, but it's still quite far away, and it just still looks like quite a big star.
Yeah, oh God, that star looks bright, and then you're like, oh no.
And you think it looks really pretty, but then chaos, absolute, and everything burns.
That's King's Landing.
Aiden, Ryback, what were your thoughts of Ryback in the same period? You know, he's still involved in the main event scene, but undoubtedly lost a little bit of that aura.
So, he has definitely lost the aura at this point, especially as we go to WrestleMania 29 and he has this god-awful feud with Mark Henry. Matthew just got off crying. for me, like, without a doubt, WWE has botched Ryback with this. He's no longer got the same aura that he did have going into the match. But for me, Ryback is... He has qualities, he's over, he has some talent, but for me, he just doesn't have enough talent to be WWE champion at this point. As Matthew has mentioned, sort of his promos are feed me more, Goldberg, I want John Cena, sort of aggressive, grumbly voice. For me, the WWE champion, through the period if he had been WWE champion that he would have been going into, would have been expected to open Raw. Almost do promos. He's almost not a typical WWE champion. to what he would have been asked to do. And I just don't think he would have had the talent to do that. There was undoubtedly qualities to Ryback that they could have. They should have accentuated the positives about him in terms of that. At times, he does look like a monster. But for main event expectation for the WWE title scene, he's not quite there for me. But going back to sort of what you were saying about Ryback during this period in itself, there are things that WWE should have done that would have helped basically keep that all right. And we'll sort of go into that a bit later, I suppose. But I'll just leave that there.
Mark Henry, a former world champion, 412 pounds.
He told me he's not really that big. He said the camera had 3 inches.
Sure.
I want to sort of move on to what the end goal was for WWE here, which was WrestleMania 29. And we keep coming back to it. Their overarching plan from 2 years prior was 2 years of John Cena and The Rock. WrestleMania 28, you know, once in a lifetime. Oh, wait, no, it's not. WrestleMania 29, Cena, Rock, WWE title. Clearly had it in mind long before WrestleMania 28 itself happened. And the whole idea of this rematch was built around the redemption of John Cena after what was billed as the worst year of his life, getting divorced, losing to John Laurinaitis on pay-per-view. Oh, what a poor, poor man. But WrestleMania 29, on the whole, it was... You look at the big matches on that show, Cena Rock, CM Punk Undertaker, I think I'm right in saying Triple H Brock Lesnar well.
I think
these are all...
Fandango Jericho,
another huge match. But these are all rematches. None of these are first-time matches that we've seen. As I said, Cena Rock was at 28, Triple H Brock SummerSlam the previous year. CM Punk Taker, yes, all right, this is best CM Punk in WWE, but we've seen it a few years prior. There was an opportunity here to do something a little bit fresh and different that they didn't take. And I suppose a lot of fans, a lot of smart fans, would have found that a bit upsetting.
I'm trying to think what the best match on that card was.
It's got to be Taker on CM Punk. Excellent.
Then after that, it's like, what else was on that bloody show?
Well, that's it. I'm struggling to remember what else was on the... I think...
That mattered.
Gosh.
The Shield was it Team Hell No? And Kane.
You've got Team Hell No against Dolph Ziggler and Biggie Langston then.
That's right.
With Lee in the corner.
That's right.
You've got Shield against Randy Orton.
Sheamus and Big Show.
Big Show has his 69th heel turn, I believe.
Yeah. He was grumpy about losing.
And I think you've got the Miz beats Wade Barrett on the pre-show for the Intercontinental title.
Yes, that's right. It didn't make the main show, did it?
Should have checked this beforehand, really.
With manager Ric Flair. Yeah, there we go.
But it's not exactly, aside from your three big matches, it's not exactly a card that makes you go, obviously Ryback lost to Mark Henry. I mean, Christ, if we're talking about a character that you're investing time in every week on Raw and SmackDown. He's slowly beating people going up the card. And then he loses at WrestleMania 29 in another not good match to Mark Henry. And can we just, the finish of that match is the worst finish of a match I think I've ever seen in my life. I'm trying not to swear too much.
Remind the audience what the finish was.
So Ryback gets Mark Henry up for the shell shot, but he can't hold him up because Mark Henry's a big boy. And he falls forward and Mark Henry lands on Ryback's head. And that's it. And that's the match. And
then he gets up and then gives him the shell shock.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not wrong here, am I? That is the most bemusing, bizarre, disgraceful finish to a WrestleMania match. Well, maybe not ever, but it's up there.
Wait, breaking news. And then Ryback would turn heel and challenge John Cena. Because God knows, if I've just seen a man have Mark Henry land on his head at WrestleMania, I think you can take John Cena.
I mean,
dog poo.
I want to see the cut probe, like the cut vignette that never made it to air. And it shows Ryback got brain damage from that. And, you know, it changed his character and personality. Just the whole, what they had with Ryback was clearly on the verge of, could have been something good. They obviously decided not to do it, which is their prerogative, it's their company. But the way it went afterwards just felt really to the detriment of a character that was getting over. So let's get into a little bit of fancy booking. What everyone's been waiting for, Matthew, you say Ryback should have been WWE champion coming out of Hell in a Cell. How are you booking a Ryback WWE title run going in, well, going from that and up until WrestleMania 29?
I reckon the night after John Cena comes out and goes, duh, 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 my arm is better. It's like, wow, that's great, Ryback. I'm so happy you're able to beat CM Punk. My arm's feeling all right. Can we have a match? It's like, thank you, John. I appreciate the Ryback appreciates you coming out and giving him the common courtesy.
Why is it the Ultimate Warrior?
Because he's just yelling and being dumb and fat.
He's a less articulate version of the Hulk.
That's right. Ryback, thanks you. Thank you for believing in the Ryback. Crowd cheers, you know, yay. Okay. All Cena has to do is beat 38 people. Like I did to get a title shot. Wait, what? That's right. No. Ryback, I gave you this. I said, no, you didn't give the Ryback anything. Vince McMahon gave me it. The people gave it. Your arm was bad. Remember? All right, so you're not going to give me a title shot? No, that would be. You've just lost to CM Punk like 16 times in a row. You get the 38 victories and I'll give you a title shot. And then that's how we get there. John Cena wrestling on Raw. John Cena wrestling on SmackDown. Sunday Night Heat. Velocity until CM Punk. No, John Cena gets all his victories up onto the tally before that. And then somehow, you know, they ship all these matches in and Cena's just beating people left and right. And then he earns a title shot against Ryback. I'd say at Rumble. I think someone else could have won Rumble that year. No. Yeah, sure. You know what? The Rock could have won the Rumble. Cena over Ryback to win back the title. Because that's always awkward around that period because you need a world title match but not like that big of a thing. So that would be perfect for that. And then Rock coming back and actually winning it because that would have shut a lot of people up. I mean, blown up, but oh well. Them's the breaks, the Rock. And that's how we get it and go, well, here we are. And then Mark Henry can just do whatever the hell he likes. That doesn't involve him, Ryback. Nothing against that.
Are you telling me you're not booking Ryback versus Mark Henry at WrestleMania 29?
No, I'm booking. I'm telling Triple H, move out of the way. I definitely have Brock versus Ryback.
You think you're the next big thing, but I am Ryback, and I am a big thing. I'm next.
I would have interest. Who would you have him face before the Rumble? Like it's a virus. He was in TLC.
Who? Ryback.
Yeah.
CM Punk again. Probably just a rematch. Can't think of this, nothing. I'm going to be like WWE and not give my best material, Survivor Series. Yeah, that would work. Yeah, Aiden, I can't think of a thing for TLC, but
given
I think he's got an idea. So
given where WWE took Ryback following Hell in a Cell, he's not champion, he's still involved relatively in the main event slash up and mid card. Is Ryback savable?
Yes, and I'm going to tell you how.
Ooh.
One thing that we didn't mention, I believe we didn't mention it anyway, we're talking about WrestleMania 29, is the World Heavyweight title match on that card is Jack Swagger versus Alberto Del Rio.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it went 8 minutes, Christ. And it was rubbish.
I forgot it was a thing.
Exactly. Yeah. We all forgot it happened. I remember halfway through thinking, oh my God, that match was on the card. So in my mind, Ryback shouldn't have been WWE champion, but the World Heavyweight title picture at this time isn't up to a lot. Like we've all said how we really enjoyed Sheamus versus Big Show as a match, but the end game there is to get to an Alberto Del Rio title range. We get the Royal Rumble. Actually, the week beforehand, then you get the Royal Rumble for the rematch. I think the best way to rehab Ryback is, fair enough, he's not WWE champion, but we'll give him the World Heavyweight Championship. I'd still have Big Show beat Sheamus in Hell in a Cell. Survivor Series comes along. Ryback hits a mid-rope shell shock on Big Show. You get none of this where you can't hold on and Big Show collapses on him. None of that rubbish. Wins the World Heavyweight Championship. And then I was thinking, how can you get Ryback still as a strong character at the WrestleMania? So, as we know, Ryback gets good crowd reactions. He may not be a ratings draw as much as we want him to be, but we can actually help build that up as with him as World Heavyweight Champion. Make him a big spotlight spot on SmackDown. So I thought, what's a way to play into this? And I thought, Wade Barrett. fair enough, Ryback's not massively involved with the Nexus in terms of like being spotlighted or anything like that. But have Wade Barrett actually feud with Ryback at TLC and then into the Royal Rumble? That'll basically help build him up. Don't have him do anything Elimination Chamber because he doesn't need it. But Randy Orton's not up to much at WrestleMania. And Randy Orton at this point is, I think, he's a multi-time world champion, not sure how many it was. But you've got Randy Orton not doing a lot, and what better way to help Ryback continue this rise as world heavyweight champion than have Ryback beat him at WrestleMania 29, which would have been a fresh matchup and a lot more interesting card on that show. So my whole idea was have Ryback be world heavyweight champion, go on this nice long reign, actually through WrestleMania 29 until Dolph Ziggler cashes in on him and becomes this big, despicable, dirty heel champion, and then eventually down the line, Ziggler can be turned babyface.
Matthew, are you sold on a Ryback Orton match at WrestleMania 29?
Yeah, to cure my insomnia. No, I don't think they would have let Randy Orton look bad towards Ryback. They would have never allowed anyone to look good over Randy Orton in the last, like, 6 years, seven, eight, but we couldn't, 10 years even, I think. So I like Aiden's idea up until the point where he goes, Dolph Ziggler will cash in as it'd be a big bad dude. Nothing was going to make Dolph a bad dude at that point. The crowd loved him. They couldn't wait for him to show up, that bloody awful WrestleMania match. Thank you for reminding us of Jack Swagger versus Del Rio. Yeah, they couldn't wait for Dolph to cash it in and do his thing, and he did that the next day at Monday Night Raw, and the crowd went banana. It's a nice idea, isn't it? Think of Ryback as the champ who can't be beaten. Because I like the idea of my big, dumb, simple Ryback who doesn't think he's a bad guy going around. He's not going, I don't like any of you people. It's just like, no, you win 38 matches, then you get title.
Ryback's a heel by logic.
That's right. Of Ryback and men.
Okay. We are starting to run out of time. Oh my goodness me. So let's get to our closing arguments. I suppose the first thing to ask is, have either of you been swayed at all by your opposition's incredible debating technique?
I'll say a little bit, because as much as I want to go, the crowd were going crazy for Ryback and all of that. Yeah. Well, not everybody was, were they? According to those ratings, I wasn't aware of how bad a draw he was. So, yeah, I mean, what if there hadn't been a really good episode of Orange is the New Black on the other show? What happened if that had been a thing that the ratings had gone up? I don't know. But maybe they had that effect, and if they did, it's hard to blame them for changing their minds if those ratings were like that. So I think Aiden's done a good job of that.
In terms of me, I would say a little bit. I actually really like Matthew's idea of Ryback being making Cena go in this 38 match. Basically, he has to go this 38 match winning streak while Ryback sort of lords over him with the WWE title. In terms of mentioning ratings, putting Cena wrestling every week, he's a ratings draw. Big match, John. Look at the US title challenges that you had in 2015. Big ratings draws. So, thinking about it, I would have quite liked to have seen it. But overall, I think I would have preferred just CM Punk to continue with the title until he gets to the Royal Rumble.
Well, I think we have reached the end of our second episode of The Motion. This has been us debating the Ryback WWE Championship match with CM Punk at Hell in a Cell 2012. What do you think? Are you with Matthew? Are you with Aiden? You can let us know on social media. Let them know on their own personal feeds. Don't clog up our Cultaholic one. Matthew, where can our listeners find you, sir?
I'll be at Ryback TV on Twitter. Eat food, do press ups, read that book that he had in 2014. I really got that bit, to be honest with you. And then after that, go follow at Matthew Gregg, MAFFEWGREGG.
And Aiden, where can the listeners and ardent believers that CM Punk is the Lord of 2012 WWE find you?
So if they want to find out about rubbish political takes and my football knowledge of Newcastle United, they can follow me at AidenGibbons3. I was originally Aiden Gibbons 2, but my account got hacked in like 2013. And Aiden Gibbons 1 is some mystery to me. So I'll be the third Aiden Gibbons if they're ever looking for us.
If you currently own the Twitter account at Aiden Gibbons 2, please return it to its rightful owner. Get in touch at Aiden Gibbons 3. No. You can find me, Mitch Wadden, at Mitch Wadden.
You have to defeat give us the other Aidens, 38 Aidens, until I give that back, Aiden.
Ryback versus Aiden Gibbons in a Twitter handle on a poll match at WrestleMania 29.
That could take. I'm pumping up now.
Oh, that's it.
Come on.
Pump it, Aiden. Pump it to the end. Thank you so much for joining us here on The Motion. Join us for episode 3 next month. We'll see you all very, very soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.